So yeah, this is the biomapping gear, and I'm just wiring Rachel up with the stuff, and we're going to go for a walk along here.
Christian Nold is what's called a biomapping artist. Instead of using paint or brushes, his high-tech equipment is based on the principles of a lie detector attached to a GPS system.
Turn the device on.
He's travelled all over the world, wiring up people to record their feelings towards their towns and cities and translating them into maps.
We go for a walk for that whole gear, and then when we come back, we can visualise it as a map.
This area, famous for its maritime history, will soon have new housing developments amid massive regeneration schemes. Rachel Gibson was one of 50 local residents who helped produce the Greenwich map.
We won't be able to walk up here soon. It'll be a whole new view. And of course, the new homes that are going to be built here are going to have magnificent views of Canary Wharf. That'll cost a pretty penny.
After the data has been collected, Christian inputs it into his computer using the Google Earth software and creates brand new perspectives on a place.
But when I tilt it to the side, what you see is the height of these kind of peaks, especially her arousal in different locations.
Christian says his art form is a unique way for a community to express themselves about things that matter to them.
It becomes something really exciting on the individual level, you know, as an experience. Because you walk through the city and you see the place anew. But also it starts becoming interesting when you start building up a communal visualization of this, when you start putting people's tracks together and you start looking at, you know, are there communal patterns in this? Can you start seeing that, you know, a lot of people are quite uncomfortable about this traffic crossing, or a lot of people like hanging around the square, or
was to try and
And organisers of the project say they were even surprised at some of the local map makers' strong emotions.
And we did get some really forceful comments from quite a number of people who had been quite angry as they'd just gone out with their walks and had made, you know, long comments about the state of the streets, the graffiti, the rubbish on the streets, the kind of state of repair in the houses. And they were grateful in a way that this could be communicated via the map.
BBC London has learned that after seeing a copy of the Greenwich Emotion map, two local politicians have vowed to look into some of the issues raised by the residents. Aisha Baksh, BBC London News.